This audio is actually a call that I'm going to be doing with somebody, and it's going to be fun. I'm starting to record it now, so figure I'll let you know, and that way be a way for you to know. Okay, so maybe I'm sleeping in my room. You sneak into my clothes. I'm talking to you. Ah, okay. You freak out, and let's just say mommy's very obsessive. She's wanted you for, like, a really long time, and I just haven't known what to do. How old are you? How old do you want to be? I think you should be, like, 15, 16 or something. Okay. Let me get myself all ready here. All right. I think I got everything on. This thing is recording. And just in case I decide to post this before I go here, I just want everybody to know that this is an active call that I'm having with somebody. If you want your own phone sex call, join my server. And of course, I can improv anything. So, just in case I decide to post it, because you never know. Sometimes I might be like, ooh, this would be fun to throw out there. Okay. Well, I'd love to call you baby boy. I think that'll be perfect. Finally, he falls asleep tonight. And I think as his mother, his mommy, I've been thinking about him for years. And I'm finally going to be able to have him. What if he wakes up during it? Well, I guess I better tie him up to make sure. I mean, his father finally left for work, and since he started working nights now, I've been planning this out for a while. Ever since I changed him as a baby and suckled on my breast, I've been thinking about him for years and years. Finally, at 16 years old, I know his cock has developed enough for me. I know that it's finally right at that perfect stage. He hasn't told me about any girls in his life. I've been going through his phone, been following him while he's out with his friends. I know my son's a virgin, and I know that I want to take it. After all, mommy should be the one to take his sweet, sweet virginity. Because that's what mommies are here for. Mommies are here for their little boy. I sneak into his room and I grab that rope. I bought the softest rope I could find as to not leave any marks. I don't want anyone to know about my naughty mommy time I'm about to have with my son. After all, it's supposed to be a secret. Shh. First, I start with his arms. But I take a second to look over him while he's asleep. And oh my, is he sleeping there? He looks like a little angel. I remember when he used to fall asleep on me as a child by watching TV. Always snuggled and safe in mama's arms. See, I'm only doing this. I just don't want some girl to break his heart, you know? If I take his virginity, maybe he'll stay with mommy forever. I just always want my little boy to be with me after all. I'm sure he'll understand. Mommy just, she loves her sweet baby boy so much. I get the second arm tied. I tie it right to the bedpan, the bedpost. I get down to his legs. I start with the left one. Get it nice and tight. After all, I've been preparing for this. I've watched many YouTube videos on how to tie knots just the right way, where I won't leave marks. That way no one will know. Because if anyone found out, God, I don't know what anyone would think about it. After all, incest isn't exactly legal in my state. Finally, he's fully tied to the bed. I lift up his shirt. I start kissing down his sweet chest. Oh, he's so fit. Ever since joining different sports teams. Right now, I believe that he's playing football in high school. Oh, and he's in such great shape. I don't know how my little boy is still a virgin, but that's gonna change tonight, isn't it? Oh, cause mommy wants you so bad, little baby boy. I start caressing his cheek, whispering in his ear, hoping he won't wake up. His sweet neck, taking in his scent. Oh, how I've wanted you all these years. And now I'm finally gonna be able to take you for myself. Yes, sweet little boy. He looks so adorable lying there, sound asleep. Like you don't have a care in the world. God, you smell so good. I start kissing down your chest. Ever slowly. Until I finally reach it. I pull down your shorts. Noticing that's all you're wearing is a little pair of shorts, not even boxers. My, you must have been tired tonight. I remember after practice, you practically just took a shower and laid right down in bed. I knew that you'd be hard asleep. That's why I chose tonight. Tonight is the night that mommy will finally get what she's desired for so long. I start stroking your cock, giving it little sweet mommy kisses as we go. Giving you sweet kisses, suckling on your head, licking down your shaft, playing with my little baby boy's balls. Oh, his 16-year-old young body feels so good, so young, so supple. And his cock tastes amazing. Oh, I've been wanting this for so long. Practically cleaning up his, oh. Is he going to wake? I stop for a second, look around the room, like a deer caught in headlights. Eyes bigger than the sun. I look back down at his throbbing cock. I start start suckling again. Really starting to get into it. Oh, how sweet. He thinks he's dreaming. I wonder who he's dreaming about. Hopefully he doesn't wake. I've been wanting him for so long like this. I've just been wanting to taste my baby boy's gum. Oh, honey. Honey, it's okay. You just go back to sleep. Come on. I continue to suckle a little on his cock, cleaning up his pre-cum with my mouth. Honey, just lay back down. Hey, stop struggling. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, it is me. Honey, It's okay. I start just stroking him a little more. See? Well, I noticed that you haven't had a girlfriend. And, you know, I know that you're still a virgin, son. I really think you need your mama's touch. I think you need me more than you know. I don't want some bitch to break your heart. I just really want you to stay with me. I know, but no one has to know, okay? You know, I got very specific ropes so they don't leave marks. And, you know, mommy really does know best. I mean, just let me keep doing what I'm doing, okay? I promise it's gonna be okay. You can even imagine someone else. I just don't want some bitch to hurt you. Are you cold? You want me to put a blanket over your legs? Look, I even wore this cute little negligee for you. It's pink and lacy and silky. Only mommy knows what her little boys really want. Honey, you don't want to save yourself for marriage, okay? It's not worth it to save yourself for marriage. Well, I'm gonna do it whether you like it or not, because I don't want you to get your heart broken. I'm doing the right thing for my sweet boy. I'm doing the right thing for you, and you should be thanking me. I lift up my pink little nightgown, not wearing any panties on underneath. And I slide myself down on his cock, feeling him struggle beneath me, putting my hands down on his chest. He's screaming for me not to do it. I don't care what you think. Mother really does know best. And you need to learn that. You need to learn that I know best. And you're not going to tell a fucking soul about this either. But I am not going to stand for my 16-year-old son to be a virgin still. You're lucky people haven't made fun of you for it yet. You really are. Come on, doesn't it feel good to feel your mommy's hips grinding on you? Doesn't mama's cunt feel so, so soft and warm? This is where you came from, after all. It should feel like home. Ah, God. You feel so good, my sweet baby boy. You know, I know it is so wrong, but it does feel really good, doesn't it? And I promise I won't do this again. I just don't want you to get made fun of. I don't want some bitch to break your heart. Oh, saving it for marriage just isn't worth it. Take it from me, sweetie. I did that. And it didn't work out for me, did it? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're such a sweet boy. I love caressing your face, feeling your body pulsing underneath me. Come on, give your mommy a kiss. Oh, thank you. See, it's not so bad. Mommy's just doing the right thing for her little baby boy. You deserve this. You've gotten good grades. You've been doing really well in sports lately. I just want you to know how good it feels without all the pain and heartache that those young women in school bring to boys like you. Just sweet, innocent boys like yourself, honey. Ah, you know mommy will always be there for you. Oh, 'cause mama knows best. She really, really does. Stop fighting me. Don't make me finally take both of my hands and put it on his nice biceps. I hold them tight and I put all my weight down on him as I'm riding on his sweet 16-year-old cock. Oh, and it's throbbing inside of me. You know, honey, your mind might be saying no. You might be thinking you're getting upset, but your cock says a different story. It's fucking throbbing hard inside of me. You know you love feeling the place that you came from. Come on now, just admit it. Just admit how fucking good it feels. Yes, let mommy fuck your brains out. Come on, honey. I want you to put a deep load inside of mommy. And don't worry, I won't get pregnant. See, mother knows best. She knows what kind of precautions to take. Now, you just come inside me and this will all be over. And you could just pretend like it was a bad dream, a good dream, whatever you need to get through this, sweetie. Mommy's here for you. If you want, we can even snuggle afterwards like we used to when you were a child. Oh, God. I feel like you're getting so close. Yes. Blow a big load inside of me, sweetie. And this will be all over soon, I promise. Come on, I feel you throbbing and twitching. Give it to your mommy. You know you want to deposit all of that cum, that 16-year-old sweet Joshy boy come deep inside of mommy. Come on, baby boy. Give me all of your cummies. Let mommy have your cummies now and she'll untie you. Josh. Sweet baby boy, Josh. Give mommy your cummies. Give them to me. Deposit them deep inside your mother's womb. Go back to where you came from, sweetie. Oh, yes. Come on, sweet boy. Come for me. Please come for me, baby boy. I want to feel you all the way inside of me. I want to feel your cummies. I want to feel it drip out of me afterwards. You know secretly you've always wanted your mom. No matter how much you say for me to stop, you know that you've been fucking wanting this. Let mommy have your cummies and she'll untie you. Come on now, honey. As I start going faster and faster, knowing my sweet boy is gonna come deep inside of me. I just know it. I know I'm gonna feel his warm, sweet cummies soon. Yes. Yes, come on, please. Please, baby boy. Please, Josh. Come deep inside your mom. She wants to feel your 16-year-old cock throb. You're such a good, good boy. Fuck. Ah, yes, yes, come deep inside the pussy where you came from. Ah, oh, what a sweet boy. See, this is all you needed. Now you won't be able to get hurt by those fucking bitches at school. No one will ever be able to make fun of my sweet little boy. Because you're not totally innocent anymore, are you? Yes, mommy took that from you, but I promise it was for the better. I promise. I feel his cum just drench my insides. I slowly slip off of my sweet boy. And I tell him how good it felt to finally take his innocence from him. I untie him. Take the ropes out of the room. And before I left, he said, Mom. I look back. And he said, you're right, Mom. You really do know best. I told him, well, I told you so. Now I'll see you in the morning for breakfast, okay? Silently closed the door, walked down the hall, lay in bed with his cum still inside of me, knowing that I did my sweet boy a big favor. All right, well, I really hope you guys enjoy this. This was a live call. Of course, I did pause a couple times when having to talk back and forth with the customer, and I did pause at the very end of the call so I could kind of say my goodbyes and everything. But if you want a phone sex call with me, just join the server. They are $2 a minute, and I can record them like this if you like. That is something that I offer. I don't really charge extra for it. But if you do it, I do require like a nice, you know, I do hope that someone will give me a nice tip after that. I probably will find a way to charge extra for it if it starts happening more often. But it's actually the first time I've ever done anything like this. So I hope any of you that listen to it that really enjoy this. Remember, if you do want a custom audio from me though, there are prices just for that on the server. If you want to get a phone sex call with me and have me do it like I would a custom audio, that's great too. The way this was done is that he just typed back to me. So he was typing to me while I was recording this. And it's called a silent call. And I do one-way silent calls like that pretty often actually. Because not everybody has a lot of privacy, you know, a lot of times people can hear you and stuff like that. So there's also a new girl on my server called Candy Cums. She already has audios up on Pissed Audio. I helped her do that. I hope you guys enjoy her content. Me and her will have content that we will be doing together very soon. She will also be making videos soon too. So we are working on that, but she is available almost every night. For like a good 10-12 hours a night. So you guys have a lovely evening. All right, bye-bye.